Greetings only, Tans. Today is Friday, November 17th, and yesterday we had a nice check-in with the chat. The chat and myself hanging out for an hour, talking the latest in NBA Top Shot, in other NFT news, including this Disney Pinnacle project by Dapper Labs, talking a little bit of NBA, and other topics that really have nothing to do with Top Shot or the NBA. But it's always fun to see where it goes. So recall that nothing you hear in this episode should be considered financial advice, and let's jump right into it. All right, that's right. I cut it short because I don't know how long I'm gonna be able to stream tonight, to be honest. My son's got a fever. He just pissed his bed. Son, don't watch this in the future. And my daughter, who was also getting over an illness, is also kind of freaking out right now. So I pretty much have my phone to the side. I'm waiting to see when the next crisis happens, and then I'll have to sign off. So we'll see. Will we make it 30 minutes? Will we make it 10 minutes? I don't know. We'll see. But we'll try our best here. Because I think we got some fun things to talk about. We got some interesting things to talk about. Mickey Mouse pins. Who's buying? Let's take this blur off. There we go. Yeah, the bed in the back is a big mess. Okay, get over it. Would you rather I have a piano? Let's do a piano background. How's that? We'll do a piano background today. News of the week. We have our rookie drops, right? Our rookie drop packs. We had our first one. We had our second one just now with the guaranteed rookies and still a shot at Wemby. And the supply is almost fully out. I mean, not 100%, but it's almost there. I believe we're going to have one more pack with a shot at rookies again and additional rookies. Because that has been the cadence thus far, right? We've been having Top Shot Tuesdays. Just like LeBron had his Taco Tuesdays, we've been having Top Shot Tuesdays. And you can expect a pack drop. So that's my understanding. And after that, we'll see what happens next. I mean, we already know what sets exist, right? We have our rare sets. We have our fresh threads. And probably a bunch of other ones that I'm forgetting. But anyway, so like, it's good to see that NBA Top Shot has kind of hit a groove. You know what to expect. Thus far, we've had 2 weeks of two pack drops. The production value is really good, as it always has been lately. You have your main pack where you pay a little more to get a guarantee. Then you have your quick rip where you pay less and you get a chance. And thus far, we've had two chances as well to use our trade tickets. Although those trade ticket packs, we've only had 500 of them each time. And I don't know about you guys, but I personally tried both times. I didn't get one. So I know there's a lot of people sitting on the sidelines with a lot of trade tickets and who have not been able to use them. So I wouldn't freak out. You know, I'm sure we're going to get opportunities to use those trade tickets. So don't get too upset. So let's take a look at the comments. Jump Shot was sitting here. Alexa was sleeping. When timer. I was really busy in the Disney Pinnacle Discord. That's what was going on. So we could talk about those pins because I think that is kind of interesting, to be honest. Is this true? TST is in Portugal? TST, you didn't message me, huh? TST. Let's see what else. I'm just trying to catch up here. We're talking about Draymond Green, 5-game suspension. Other ridiculousness also, of course, is Miles Bridges back in the league. And he's saying in an interview, you know what? When I win a few games, I think everyone will change their opinion about me. And you know what's sad? He's right. He's right. That's what's so depressing is like there's a lot of truth to that. People don't like hearing it, but there's a lot of truth to that. think a very nice sticker just came in. Jared says, I hope your baby gets to feeling better soon. Thank you, Jared. Yeah, he woke up all freaked out just now. He couldn't tell me what was wrong. He was just freaking out, and then I realized there's a puddle in the bed. So hopefully that's what the problem was, because we did give him some medicine. And Boston Base with a very nice sticker. Thank you, Boston Base. It's Tandy time. Ice cream so good. Thank you, Boston Base. Very kind. Boston Base recently shared a picture of the sneakers that he got his daughter. His wife gave him free rein to get whatever sneakers he wanted for his daughter, and he got his little daughter some Jason Tatum sneakers. So those look really cool. You can go check those out on Twitter. So Stan Loves is irritated. He says, you know what to expect them to not keep their word, already backed out of net neutral. Is that true? So Stan, like I'm curious what the total effect we'll see this series, because I do know that there will be a lot of like burning, and especially if they're considering locking part of that equation, which I always thought was a little bit iffy. I never really liked the idea of including locking in the idea of net neutral, because eventually that stuff unlocks, and then it's not exactly neutral anymore. But something surprising is that the amount of people who locked and then unlocked was very, very low. And I found that pretty surprising. So maybe they were onto something. Maybe they had something figured out there, because a lot of people who locked didn't bother to unlock. We also saw this on Twitter that Snoop Dogg is quitting smoke, but Snoop Dogg is the ultimate businessman. He is the Shaquille O'Neal of the rap industry. So Shaq is literally on every product. I saw on Twitter that Shaq was on a pregnancy test, although I want to think that that was fake, although it might not be. And Snoop Dogg is the same way. So someone else said he's probably selling edibles, and I would say that's 100% most likely the case. The last time he did something like this, I think it was around when he tried to sell new music as like a reggae artist. So Snoop Dogg is just a master marketer. So of course that's what this is, and we'll see very soon some Snoop Dogg edibles or ointments or getting high by, putting foot cream on, or who the hell knows. But whatever it is, Snoop Dogg will be selling it. That is for damn sure. And Bad the Vane says he is right, Miles Bridges, but we NBA sickos never forget that shit. And you know what? It's not even the NBA sickos that shouldn't be forgetting it's that shit. It's any like reasonable human being. If it's not hard to Google what happened with Miles Bridges, it's really, really messed up. And even if there's some levels of gray in there, and well, maybe his girlfriend or whatever it was, his wife was also partially at fault. But if you go look at just the clear as day evidence of how battered and beaten up that woman was, and how they have something that they pulled, that the kid was saying something about him beating up the mother and throwing her phone out the window, and then apparently there was something else about him throwing like pool balls through her car window. This is a maniac. This is not someone who should be playing basketball. It doesn't matter how talented he is. Right. And then you have Draymond Green. I mean, Draymond Green, he's always in the NBA news for doing something stupid. I mean, and he gets away with it. He still has like a very respectable podcast. He's still very much respected. When the playoffs come and the Warriors aren't in it, he's sitting there on TNT. So somehow Draymond Green is like the Teflon Don of the NBA. I saw something on Twitter that said he's like the first black man with white privilege. I thought that was pretty funny, because it definitely feels accurate. So Stan was saying net neutral didn't apply, and Jump Shoot saying net neutral was a shame to begin with. The other thing too is like net neutral, and we talked about this in the past, net neutral doesn't really tell the whole story either, because there's different value of different moments. It's not, it shouldn't be about how many moments are new in the ecosystem. It should be more about like the value that's being extracted, and the value that is being the hype, and the value that's being added versus like the value that's being extracted. It's a little more nuanced than just like, well, how many new moments are there, and how many moments are being burned. So that's what I would say about that. So Laro agrees with me about net neutral, I mean locking counting. But again, Laro, if I told you that like I don't know, if I told you that like 85% of people continue to lock their moments, then it kind of it, there's something there where, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire in a way. The Boston base is saying they created more utility for locked moments, and they are continuing to do that as well. So there was utility, this introduction to utility for locked moments, and this series we're going to be seeing more of that, where you will actually have more rewards for individual players. Where last year, and I think the year before that, when it was first introduced, it felt like very randomized, and you know, you couldn't tell. I think there are only a handful of opportunities, and I think this series is going to be a way more of that. And so if there is way more of that, and if a lot of it is tied into locking and leaderboards on individual player leaderboards, then that should be a positive difference maker. So it is really difficult though, like the position that, you know, the economist or whoever that man is kind of has placed himself into, because yeah, there's like a lot of hype that needs to be built back. There's a lot of trust that needs to be built back. But it seems like we're going in the right direction, at least. Like, I don't know how long it's going to take us to get there, but it seems like we're going in the right direction. And then you see on Twitter these people with big pockets buying very expensive NBA Top Shot moments. $27,000 was spent, I think, yesterday on a LeBron Cosmic. Then another $18,000 was spent on a Steph. So I think that even though these are small examples, or like, you know, it's not lots of people spending 25 grand, but still, the fact that people are spending 25 grand should be like a bullish indicator, you would think. Stan Loves just took an indica edible. Does that mean you want the light show back, Stan? Here, just for you, Stan, even though the background's kind of a little dirty, but there you go. There you go, Stan. Maybe I can like zoom it in so we don't see like the dirty bed in the back. Not dirty, just unmade. Should we try? Should we do it live? We're gonna zoom in for Stan. Here we go. We're zooming in for Stan, trying to clean things up a little bit. Just gonna be my big ass head. How's that? There you go. Now you just see my big ass head. Beautiful. Nope. There we go. Let's try to fix this here. Okay, there's my big head. All right, we're back. Do a little video. Should we do a little palate cleanse? I know what we're gonna do.
So, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, man, that was an awkward fist bump. Don't put that. Don't put that. Definitely put that. It's gonna go viral. I appreciate it. It was here.
Oh yeah. So we can talk about that a little bit. I really did truly enjoy having Jacob on the show. It kind of felt like office hours, you know. After I was finished, I realized that I had come full circle. There's something very poetic about it. Because what I was explaining to Jacob on stream, and we'll get back to the Mickey Mouse pins and whatever else you guys want to talk about, but when I was thinking about that, right? So I always felt like I don't know, like it was a big deal to me when I first heard Jacob and Usman, right? That was like literally peak, crazy, insane NBA Top Shot hype when hundreds, if not thousands, of people would tune in on Discord. Everyone would write like madmen in Discord trying to get their questions answered. That was a crazy time. And I remember like listening to that, to Jacob and Usman, and like thinking to myself, who is this Jacob guy? Like the way he was talking, all kind of like chilled out. I thought, like, is this dude like a hippie or something? Like, does he have like a long beard, like long hair, and somehow he's on this NBA product? I was kind of confused, but he became almost like this mythical figure. And obviously, that was before we knew who Jacob was, really. But anyways, it felt almost office hours after. Oh, geez, let's try that again. It felt almost office hours-ish, and I kind of enjoyed it, to be honest. And I think it's important that you, the Top Shot faithful that are here and that care, can still get your questions answered, and we can have some fun with it, right? because I don't think Usman ever surprised Jacob with a handshake video of him and the judge in Vegas. I can hold that crown. Okay. No one can take that away from me. And that was just funny as hell. I really, really enjoyed that. That was like, that made me so happy that we could show him that video. Jumpshoot wants some Rex Ryan cannabis foot cream. That's a good callback, Jumpshoot. As a New England Patriots fan who does not watch any NFL football anymore for, I guess, obvious reasons, then the New England Patriots are absolute dog poo-poo. Mac Jones is very bad. Anyway, yeah, he was like in a kind of a scandal for being a big old foot perv. Yeah. So Mikey Zakarian is here. He's curious how many users left during that time to help make the 85% of users lock moments. I don't really understand the comment. Curious how many users left. Oh, okay. Left as in left out the door during that time to help make the 85%. I don't know. I think if you were leaving the platform, you'd probably unlock and sell. No. Stan Love says, is there more utility, no moment ranks or flash challenges? So Stan, I'm sure you're aware that they're working on a new game. So if you ask me, that's probably why there's hasn't been flash challenges. Although in the beginning of the series, we saw flash challenges for Dapper Balance, right? Or like a version of that. So I don't know. I would imagine that something's coming soon. If it's not the new game, it's probably going to be more of that kind of thing. Let's see. All right, I'm just scrolling down here trying to get caught up. Jumpshoot says they dropped alpha in those chats that you could make money on because the product wasn't dead yet. There was alpha there. That's why we were all like listening with bated breath. And I know I've shared this story 100 times, and if Poker Pro Eric's in the chat, he's gonna get mad at me. But like, those were such crazy times. Those were such crazy times that my head would be exploding because I was literally just buying and selling on the marketplace all day long. And the marketplace would go down and we'd be all ready. We got to buy more moments. And that shit was not healthy looking back. Anyway. Yeah. So Boss of Base is listening to Blippi in one ear, Tandy in the other. That's what you want to do. Although Blippi, I'm not a fan of Blippi. Let's keep on going down here. Bad the Vane is asking Greg, how is the baseball season going? Daniel's here. Hello, sir. Top Shot Tesla's here. I love how you still think that's actually Mike Zakarian. Really? Wait a second. Is the team hold account not Mike Zakarian? Oh, my God. I feel like this is a Nine Lives Lounge moment where someone's in the mask and I don't know who's back there. All right, so Laro's following up here. He said, Tandy, his point was that if people unlocked, sold, and left, it removes the number from the possible denominator, thus keeping the locked percentage higher at 85% fraudulently. Maybe? I don't know. My brain's not working. All right, let's keep it going. Hashtag touch grass, number blocks. Boston Base is saying the utility they added to locked moments is the ability to burn them. They're doing more lock for immediate reward this season, which is a big improvement. Mm-hmm. Yes. Team hold. I don't know anymore if it's Greg or if it's Mike or if it's Dustin, right? Who else is on team hold officially? Is it Weisberg? It's AI. Sneeps with the callback humor about Blippi is that Blippi poops on people and somehow has a children's show. And they tried to wipe that video from the internet. And because I have such a twisted mind, I definitely Googled it. And it's gross. It's like, yeah, I'm not going to go into the details. And you probably don't want to Google that. But there was something so dark and gross and at the same time funny that at the time my son was watching Blippi, and when I Googled it, I'm like, that can't be true. How can this guy who's literally become a multimillionaire off of kids programming, how can this be the same guy that crapped on his friend? I couldn't believe it. So I had to Google it, and it was true. And it was disgusting. So, yeah, don't go, don't look. But if you want to, go look. QA expert is here. He says hashtag community. Was I talking about community? I don't know, but I'll give it to you.
You are the community.
Boston Bass is making a blippy version of the show, the Harlem Shake. I remember Sneeps. Sneeps, I feel like you saw this recently. Boston Bass says, I'm not watching it. I see that dude every day. I mean, that's even more of a reason to watch it. Top Shot Tesla, not a very inclusive space, Tandy. We need all the users we can get. Are you talking about me talking about the blippy video? Now I'm confused. Anyway, let's switch gears a little bit. Let's use a video we don't usually use. What can we use? I'm taking too long. Taking way too long at this. I know. Let's do one for Roham because this is like Roham related.
Roham.
Oh, so P Tesla says no poop shaming. Sorry, Tesla, if that's your kink. I apologize. Sneep says he saw it years ago, but it was a cut version, so he hasn't seen any of the nastiness. Does that mean I'm the only real one here that saw the poop video? Halo's asking, what is the better buy? Curry at 18,500 or LeBron at 27,000? I think that all right. I've heard people make this argument in the past about like when our kids, so if Top Shot becomes what it's supposed to become, and if our kids, those who have kids, in like, 25, 30 years, once they have a whole bunch of disposable income and digital collecting is happening on a much more acceptable scale, those people, those children are going to think of Michael Jordan the same way that we think about, let's say, Wilt Chamberlain or Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I mean, there was probably a time when people thought that those were the best players who ever lived, or Bill Russell or something like that, right? So even though Michael Jordan is iconic, but like in 30 years, LeBron is going to be to us. No, let me rephrase this. My brain's not working. Basically, people are going to think LeBron James, the kids are going to think LeBron James is like the greatest player who ever lived in 30 years from now because of like recency bias and whatever else you want to call it. The culture is not going to be as strong as it still is to people like me and people in this chat, you know? So if you go along with that same level of thinking and that type of thinking, the question should be, will Steph ever eclipse LeBron in terms of, importance of the culture of whatever, of the best player of all time? And I would say no. So I think that LeBron will probably stand the test of time more so than Steph will in that regard. But I'm curious what you all think. Ben's NFTs. Tandy, are you bullish again? It's hard to say, Ben. I'm in like a wait and see. I think that we are seeing bullish indicators, though. I'll put it that way. But the cart is still way in front of the horse, but the horse is catching up at least. Like we're not getting updates from the NBA Top Shot team that is are frustrating, that are error filled, that are just feel like big strikeout misses. The tech is as good as it's ever been. The product is as good as it's ever been. The economy, though, it has a ways to go. And I feel like this is step one. We just don't know how many steps are involved. But I like the predictability. I like how clean it is. I mean, the biggest missing piece is the same part of the Disney Pinnacle new story. And we can talk about that, which is just like, how do we close the gap to physical collectors, to real NBA team fans? So if you imagine that NBA teams have massive groups of fans, how do we close that gap? And that's the part that's the hardest part to really figure out. And we've talked about that dozens of time on this show. And that it's not we're not going to figure that out in one stream. we can all throw up a bunch of ideas, but like when that gap somehow gets closed, then that will be the biggest, like, that'll be the biggest thing that can launch any one of these projects. And so if we're talking about Disney Pinnacle for a second, I think it's the same thing. And I did research this a little bit, and I don't know if any of you have too, but so Disney pins are a big deal. I didn't realize that. And people trade them and people collect them. But the only thing I didn't realize though about that after confirming that people trade pins and collect pins and buy pins whenever they go to Disneyland. But the only thing is, I don't think there's a lot of speculation around pins, because I just went on eBay before this show and I searched like Disney pin rare, and maybe I'm looking at the wrong place, but like a supposed rare pin was going for like $15 or $12. So that's the part that feels a little bit not what we're used to in like the NFT speculative space. The other thing is that for this to be a success, when we're talking about Disney, and it could be about anything, but like you have to get the buy-in of the people that truly love the product. And I think that's what's been so difficult. I mean, you can apply it to anything, even in our Top Shot stuff, right? We're thousands of buyers or whatever the number is, that's still quite niche. And if you think about it, if you apply that also to the NFL, if you apply that to UFC, if you apply that to La Liga, so like in theory, for example, La Liga, in theory, soccer or football is the world's largest game. It's the most popular game. But unless you have buy-in, unless you can get that kind of distribution the right way, then really you are still kind of marketing and distributing to the same kind of people that are already bought in to like the NFT space, to the Dapper ecosystem, etc. So the big question is, will the Disney Pinnacle product, will the distribution be like what we've already seen basically? And it's just sort of a new offering to a very similar user base, or is there going to be some kind of marketing or distribution idea here that we haven't yet seen, or that will just nail the nail on the head in a way that we haven't yet seen, or in a way that's unique? That's the part that I'm really most curious about. The other part that's also a variable here that I saw someone talking about as well is that there's a lot of Veev diehards, which is kind of surprising because I think Veev hasn't done so well in the recent past. But apparently there's a lot of people who like Veev. And if that's true, and a lot of those people who like Veev have never played around in the Dapper ecosystem, I don't know how many of those people exist, but it's possible. I mean, I wouldn't say that's a big time catalyst. I really still think the biggest catalyst will be if you can somehow bridge the gap. And one little story I'll share there is that, so, and this is an interesting thing to me at least, and I'll see what you guys think. But so my son goes to school, and outside of the school, in front of the entrance, so not like officially on school grounds, but in front of the entrance, is a young lady giving out these big ass, beautiful, full color Panini sticker collection books, the official FIFA sticker book collection, right? And I think I mentioned on a previous show that my son collects the Super Mario stickers. So this lady is giving out the sticker book for free, and it comes with a couple of packs of the stickers to fill out the sticker book. And so, of course, what happens? My son is now collecting these stickers of these players, and he doesn't even know who they are. But it shows you how ingrained collecting and like gambling is. It like even little kids get it. My son's 6 years old, and he gets it, and he wants more. And I was talking about it with J.E. Skeets when he was on the show. So now he's like obsessed with trying to buy all these sticker packs. And he bought like a pack of 10 the other day with my wife at the store. And I don't know. I don't love it. I don't love the idea of spending like $100 to fill up a sticker book that ends up in the recycling bin. But it shows you how much of a draw it is to collect and to fill out and to complete a sticker book. And the reason why this is also related is because inside of each sticker pack that you buy, you get your players, you know, you got your Haaland and whatever else. And then the last card in the pack enables you to scan it and get a digital sticker to fill out a digital version of like a similar sticker book. So they're trying to bridge the gap inside of these sticker packs, right? And what I'm actually kind of curious about is how many people actually go ahead and scan that QR code inside of the sticker pack and then go and fill out a digital sticker book, because it's sort of the same kind of thing we're talking about here. Like, how can you win over the in real life degenerate Disney World goers who spend $30 for a cotton candy? And how do you transition those people from in real life pins and get them excited to start collecting digital pins? That is the $1 million question. And that's something that feels difficult, but it also feels like, who knows, in the coming decade or however many years, this might become more and more commonplace because you're seeing it in the Panini sticker books for the kids. It's only a matter of time, right? So I thought that was kind of an interesting little anecdote to share with you guys. I'm going to now catch up on the chat. Jumpshoot asks, am I going to be on next Thursday? That's Thanksgiving. And yeah, I think I might take next Thursday off, to be honest. I mean, honestly, my wife will probably tell me I should have taken today off. But luckily I did put new bed sheets on my kid's bed before going live. But yeah, I think I'll probably take next Thursday off, to be honest. Stan Love says he's glad that we don't get the 15 minutes Tandy praise video. All right, just for you, Stan. Let's run it back.
Tandy, what is up? 2 years, man. Incredible journey. Incredible.
All right, I'm just kidding. Or am I? Or am I?
What's up, everybody? This is Keith from No Dunks. I wanted to congratulate Tandy and all the Only Tans on 2 years of streaming. Yes, 2 years of Tandy time. That is quite the accomplishment. And it's all
because... I love it. All right, so yeah, Boston Base is saying they minted the 1-of-1 Mickey Mouse and the 1-of-1 Minnie Mouse. Ooh, I need it. Oh, let's see. All right, so now I'm catching up. I see that these comments are way. These comments are from 10 minutes ago. So this is when I was talking about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, etc. And Stan says, right now, most people still know that MJ is the GOAT, despite LeBron's best attempts to manipulate the media. Right, Stan, but the current generation is still connected to Michael Jordan in a large way. You still have the Jordan brand. You still have this conversation about LeBron versus MJ, like, all the time. I think when LeBron retires, I don't know if we're going to keep, like, we'll hear about it when he retires, that's for sure. But a few years beyond that, we might not, because I'm guessing there was probably a time when, before Jordan, when, you know, we argued over like those past players that I mentioned. Let's see what else. So Team Hold, and we don't know if that's the Karen or not. Thoughts on the Simpsons creating an episode just to hype up this Disney announcement? Yes, that was perfectly planned. Well done, Simpsons. The conspiracy theorists are out and about on Twitter that the Simpsons episode was all designed to hype up the Disney announcement that wasn't quite ready yet. It makes perfect sense. Jumpshoot says, what if Jane never left? There'd be a whole lot more cigars and cringy Twitter replies. That's for sure, Jumpshoot. Part of me misses it. I like a good shit show. And Janie, she did have some valid things to say. I just thought, man, if she just deleted Twitter, that would have been way better for everything. If she just deleted Twitter. Badlevane says, is South Park better than Simpsons? Still a hot take, because I will die on that hill. I think overall, South Park is better. But I think that there was a sweet spot of Simpsons episodes, of Simpsons seasons, where the Simpsons was better. Simpsons was iconic, you know, like, it wasn't random jokes. It was very much iconic. And, you know, like, I'm trying to remember the episodes. That was such a long time ago, but I think there was one where like they, where Bart sawed off the head of the statue inside of the town square. And there were just a lot of really iconic episodes. Of course, none that I can remember. But overall, though, longevity wise, like current day, South Park is still putting out bangers. And I would argue that Simpsons is not. Jordan says, I fell victim to the same Google search. Uh-oh. Do we have a fellow Blippi Poop viewer? Jordan, same, same. Team Holt says, I refuse to pick my favorite child. Jordan is scarred forever. I love it. Boston says, oh, I get it. Pinnacle, like pins. Yeah, I know. It took me a minute to get that one too, Boston based. Ben says, have you considered hiring Jason Metz as an analyst on your show? Well, I don't need to hire him, Ben. I just say like, hey, Metz, you wanna talk for a long time? And he's like, absolutely. You just name the time and the place. I will be there immediately. Jumpshoot asks, Tandy, do you have a Grady Dick? I do not have a Grady Dick, but thank you for asking, Jumpshoot. Do you have a Grady Dick? Boston Bay says, I posted on the Disney Pins subreddit, and they called me a clickbaiter and said F NFTs. Why are they saying that inside of a Disney Pins subreddit? Oh, okay. That's the physical Disney Pins. Got it. And they said F NFTs. And that honestly, that's a vulgar and unfortunate response, but that is like the overall idea about NFTs. Still, people by and large still are not pro NFTs. Like, this is our own little circle here. Most people are not here with us. There was someone who shared a story today about these Disney NFTs. They some magazine wrote about, online magazine, and they were talking about those. They were talking about how crappy like Bored Apes were, and they were dunking on the Bored Apes for getting blinded at their party in Hong Kong. Like, that is the average person's opinion about NFTs. Tesla says, we need big pin money to save us. Sneep says, I'm changing my name to Speeps. Tesla says, I hope Tandy can become a Veeve content creator. I hope I don't. I'm not really interested in Veeve, to be honest with you. Ben says, Curry needs 8 rings for this clown's approval. Wait, are we having a LeBron versus Curry argument in the chat? Sounds about right. Let's keep on going. Ben says, Sneep says, Benz, I know I got big feet, but you don't have to tease me. See, I don't know what's, I'm obviously missing something. Let's keep it going here. You better keep that sticker book, says Jumpshoot. I know, right? And so Zakarian, I'm just assuming, says, does your kid care about the digital one, right? Oh, no, he's 6. But I imagine if I scanned it with him and showed him what was going on there, he probably would care about it. And maybe I'll do that. But I don't know if that's opening a whole new bag of worms. Because this collecting and connecting stuff is not so, it's not such an easy task. It's an expensive task. All right, let's keep on going. There's a lot of comments here. You guys are crushing the comments today. And that was a tangential. That's true. Sorry, guys. I didn't give you the tangential. I'll play that tangential while I catch up on the comments. All right. So I'm way behind on these comments. Bad Divine wants to see his bricked shot, and Ben also wants to see his bleeped out part of the intro. The problem is the intro is 5 minutes long, and I don't think I can skip ahead. Let me see if I can skip ahead real quick. I don't think I can, though.
Tandy, what is up? 2 years, man. Incredible journey, incredible ride. So happy for you. I know so many NBA Top Shot fans have watched your...
No, I can't skip ahead. I would love to show just those ones, but I don't think we want to sit through 5 minutes. All right. Let's see. Trying to catch up here. Team Holt says, got to run. Keep grinding. Thank you, sir. Curry is just as relevant. It's Zakarian or Veronica. Wow. Veronica, welcome. You are the only lady in the chat. Bro, you clickbaited us into a check-in with the chat. What? Is this not a check-in with the chat? You guys are just writing a lot of chat tonight, today, a lot of comments. Only Zakarian would say keep grinding. Yeah. The Warriors are this generation's Jordan's Bulls. They will be highly recognizable. So are you saying the Curry is going to be more recognizable than LeBron? I mean, that is a tough argument, in my opinion. Badavane wants me to play the 5 minute. Listen, how about on the outro, I will play the 5 minute. And if you guys want to watch it for 5 minutes, you go right ahead. Okay, that is a promise. Jump shoot. Thank you, sir. Where's your ice cream so good? I'm guessing that was an ice cream. Ice cream so good. Yes, yes, yes. Yum, yum, yum. Grrr, strong woman. Thank you, jump shoot. Tesla saying it's not Zakarian or Veronica. Oh my gosh, this is like the biggest mystery of the day. Jump shoot says, thank you for coming on. I hope your little one feels better soon. Thank you. I appreciate that, jump shoot. I appreciate being appreciated. I was complaining about the amount of comments. I didn't mean to actually, was that a complaint? No, it was not a complaint. It's a good thing. I'm happy to see you guys commenting, you know, because then like the algorithm shoots me up to the moon. And then we'll have like one random commenter on here next time. And I'll be like, holy shit, where did you come from? And it'll be because of the algorithm. Daniel asks, what happened to tags on NBA Top Shot? Do you think they'll use them again? I have one answer for you, Daniel.
There you go.
That's in response to the tags. Although, you know what? I don't know. Did you like the tags? I guess it's kind of fun. Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a strong opinion about tags. If anyone in the chat has a strong opinion on tags, let's hear it. Tandy does kind of complain a lot, just saying, says Top Shot Tesla, not implying anything. Mort from Family Guy. See, Tesla thinks I sound like Mort from Family Guy. You gotta be kidding me, Tesla. Very racist of you. But I could try to sound more like Mort from Family Guy if you'd like. Jump Shoot says, I want to burn my tag for a pin. And Badavane says Steph Curry is a decent spot-up shooter. Oh. And Curry wears armor underneath. Is it something like that? I don't know. That's what I remember. Mort from Family Guy. It kind of sounds like that. Yeah. Beta forever. Boston Bay says, LOL tags. Nothing wrong with tags, says Halo. Daniel likes dog tags. Tags is a dumb idea, says Boston based. And Top Shot Taylor says, epic. He likes the Mort voice. I think my Mort voice will probably be my like complaining voice when people are complaining about things. I should probably do it in that voice. And Ben says, it's hella dumb. It's cool in a thriving economy, maybe. And you know, something I was thinking about too, is that we see that crypto is having a moment right now, right? Crypto is on the upswing. And did we learn from the past if that has any effect on NFTs? Because it did seem that the NFT volume was up a little bit. I mean, of course, it's absolute dog water when you compare what it was, but that's not a fair comparison. But it is trending up a little bit. Even my $40,000 Cool Cat, which I didn't sell because I'm an excellent businessman. It's back over one ETH again. Yippee-ki-yay. So from 40 grand to two feels good. But yeah, I think it's having a moment because that was like double what it was worth before. So if NFTs have a moment again, and who knows, it might, then you got to think that people go back to originals. And that's not to say that your Bruce Brown 60K is going to pump, but your Steph Curry S1, your LeBron S1, that could potentially pump in the future. Boston based baller status. When's it returning? Collector status. Everyone just calling out things that are no longer on the platform anymore. Bad the Vein says crypto is in a little bullshit pump. Groat says crypto will have to hit new all-time highs to have an effect, in my opinion. But then that's also another question, Groat, because if crypto is hitting all-time highs, then don't people sell their NFTs to get back into crypto, right? Isn't that what everybody does? Like when Bitcoin was $60,000, that's when everyone was like, oh my God, I need Bitcoin. How do I get into Bitcoin? And then Bitcoin fell all the way down to like $16,000 and you didn't hear anyone saying anything. So when it is those heady times, I don't think people are trying to buy NFTs. I think they're probably trying to sell NFTs to get into crypto. So the question is, how does the NFT potential pump relate to the crypto pump? That's the thing I'm not quite sure about. If NFTs are just shitcoins with a JPEG or a video clip attached to them, well, in that case, people do say that there's something called alt season. So Bitcoin pumps, and then like Ethereum pumps, and then all the shitcoins pump also. So then you're holding your Ripple and your whatever else, your AVAX and your weird meme coins and your Pepe, and then that stuff pumps. I don't know. None of this stuff makes sense. It's just a nice distraction from reality. It's a distraction from the real world. It's a distraction from your mortality. Thank you, Daniel. I'm the coolest of the cats. That's a nice comment. Sneep says NFTs will be like the McChicken. We will have to wait many years until the moon occurs. Someone translate that for me. Was there a McChicken and there's no longer McChicken? I thought that was the McRib, which shows up and then disappears. Stan says NFT volume is up except flow. Nobody will touch it. Stan, you sound like AG. I bought Flow when it was in the 20, I think it was $27. So for more financial advice, tune in to Tandy Time. Jumpshoot says the crypto cats are going to pump. Oh, yes, they are. Let's see. Throw crypto at Portugal strippers. Sorry, you got a kid. Never mind. Yeah, I haven't been to a strip club in a very long time, by the way. Bitcoin pumps, then altcoins, then NFTs. I mean, that's honestly possible, Groat. Family-friendly strippers. Now we're talking, Jumpshoot. Mm-hmm. I'm the coolest, says Bad the Vein. Thank you. These comments will always be highlighted. Is there a way for me to just save those and show them every show? Because that would be fun. He deals with us every Thursday. No, it is true that I deal with you every Thursday. There's a part of showing up every Thursday and just having a nice, cozy place to come hang out. McChicken used to be $1, says Boston Bay. So is that what we're talking about? Now that shit's $4, says Sneeps. Oh my gosh, that's a lot of inflation right there. Groat says when people are flush with fake internet money, they will spend on higher risk assets like shitcoins and NFTs. That's a good point. Stan says because NFT holders have big crypto bags, so now they can spend on parties full of 200 dudes and the pseudo sisters. Yeah, so Stan, are you like me where you see these NFT parties and you're like, that does not look interesting? I mean, like, God bless all those folks that enjoy themselves at those kind of events, but not for me. Not for me. I would be happy lying on the couch watching Netflix. Thank you very much. Top Shot Tesla, damn, just fade Tandy into being an amazing trader. Exactly. If I ever buy anything, just go the other way and you're going to do great. Sneep says, I saw some Ricky Berwick meme involving one of the pseudo sisters. I don't even know what that means. You guys are all too like trendy for me. Who is Ricky Berwick? Top Shot Tesla said, did you hear about how Shay got tangled up in crypto? No, I did not. I don't know about that one. Wasn't it? Who was it? John Wall? No, De'Aaron Fox rugged his followers. I think John Wall did too. Didn't John Wall do an NFT project where they just copied the art off like a basketball movie of like cartoon kids? Mm-hmm. Jumpshoot says, Jen and Steph are cool, you D-gens. Yeah, I don't think there's anything in that comment that made it seem like Jen and Steph are not cool, but they are cool. I don't like the parties that they like, but they are cool. And Boston Bay says, LOL, the fact that they post clips from those parties thinking it's a positive thing. I know. I love the cringe. I can't lie. I love the cringe. There was there was a video of one guy dancing, like really focused, dancing his heart out at that Bored Ape event. And then like AG shared it. And then the guy like defended himself in the comments. And it was just so deliciously cringe. Mm. I mean, say what you want about AG, but he definitely like throws the softball up first for a cringe moment to just crack one out as a home run. Mm. So cringe. I love it. Bad Divine says the Suda sisters are kinda how I got into NFTs. All right. I know. I remember watching Jen Sudo's breakdowns. I thought they were great when Top Shot was peaking. Mm. Stan says crypto events look awesome if you like hanging out with dudes. I think I do like hanging out with dudes though, Stan. That's the thing. If I think about who I hang out with, like the only females I hang out with is my wife and like friends of my wife. Otherwise, I'm hanging out with dudes. Does that mean I would like crypto parties? So Dr. Tesla says somebody they're talking about, I think the meme guy, bought a lakefront property that used to belong to a Toronto crypto magnate? Toronto crypto, what's the word? It's not magnet. I know that's for sure. It's something with a mag. I can't remember it now. Who, what a surprise, is just a scammer. Yeah, there's a lot of scammers in this space. If I was smarter, I'd be a scammer. Instead, I'm just not smart. Boston Bay says, if you need an expensive NFT to get invited to a dorky party full of other dorks, you've lost. You've lost the script or the plot, as they say. You've lost the plot. Hmm. Stan says Pseudo predicted the bull run on the last Tandy appearance. Respect. That's true. Give Jen Pseudo her props. Bad the Vane says nothing tops the Team Hold meetup in Vegas. Least cringe NFT event. I like hanging out with dudes, my mom, and my girlfriend, right? That's how I feel too. I'm mostly hanging out with, well, most of my time is hanging out with 50-50. I guess my wife and my daughter are the ladies, and my son is my dude. But other than that, probably mostly dudes. Sneep said he DM'd me the meme. Arovian is here. Is NBA Top Shot like my sex life? If I don't use it, I lose it. Luckily, no, Arovian. It's not like your sex life. You don't lose it, I promise. Magnate, that's the word. And people kept showing up, and then Shay had to move out because like people wanted their crypto money back. Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy. Well, where are we at, guys? We're at 52 minutes and we didn't get a full timer. So really we're at 57 minutes. So let's see if there's anything else to chat about here. It's always a surprise when we make it this far. I always look at the clock and I'm like, holy crap. Wow. I can't believe we talked for an hour. You know why that also boggles my mind too? Is because like, have you ever wanted to go, let's say you want to learn something on YouTube or you want to watch like a video on YouTube and it's like 2 hours long and you're like, no way could I ever watch that video. And then we do like an hour every single week. Time flies when you're having fun. All right, let's see. Is there anything going on? I have 12 notifications. What? Is there... any new Top Shot news? Let's see. Okay, so Sneep sent a link. We'll watch it. Let's watch it together, okay? Hopefully... Okay. Oh, okay. I think this might get me in trouble because it starts with, how are you going to assume I'm gay? This is not my video. Sneeps, I hope you have not sandbagged me. But this is Sneeps' video that he sent me, all right? Let's hope this is nothing upsetting or whatever. Let's play it.
I'm assume that I'm gay just because I have rainbow hair, wearing a rainbow shirt, I got a rainbow pride flag behind.
How can you assume that I'm disabled just because I have a messed up body with messed up hands and I drive a mobility scooter because I can't walk? Wallet.
How are you gonna assume that I'm gay?
Okay, well, that was a tough watch. But I've seen that guy's clips before. He is pretty funny. And good for him. 708,000 views. That's a lot of views for Steph Pseudo, also. But that is a cringe, tough watch, I must say. We didn't talk about the Oakland A's moving to Vegas. That's true. That hurts. I mean, I grew up a big Jose Canseco fan. That hurts to see the Oakland A's going to Vegas. Yeah, and QA says, isn't that what we're doing here, hanging with dudes? That's a good point, QA. All right, let's see. What else? Arovian says, what did I miss? Is Top Shot back like 2020? Absolutely, Arovian. Get into that marketplace. Buy up everything that you can. Okay. I came here for Top Shot thought leader, says Top Shot Tesla. I know. All right, guys. What else you got for me? What else you got? Usually there's some like Top Shot news happening like right after I stream. So that's why I was curious if there was anything being shared right now from Top Shot account. 11 minutes ago. All right. Yep. We got something. I told you they line it up for me. Let me show you what's going on the Top Shot Twitter. Here we go. Last call for rookie debut moments in every pack. 8.3 chance at a Wemby, 8.3 chance at a Chet, 50% chance at a top 5 pick. Only while supply lasts. Rookie debuts on NBA Top Shot, November 21st. All right, there you go. So that's your Top Shot news. We have two comments. Let's see. Read the room, says AK. All right. So there you go. That's going to be your last rookie drop. And I think that that's good. I don't think we need any more rookie drops. That'll be a good final rookie drop. And Sneep says, the music makes me feel like Ja Wick in the club. Yep. Get that piece out. Get that Glock out. Throw some money around. Mm-hmm. Let's talk rookies, says Boston Based. I mean, if it's not Grady Dick, I don't want to hear about it. Yeah. All right. Well, we did it, guys. We're at about an hour. Very happy for us. Jumpshoot says, do you think the Top Shot drops packs on Black Friday or Cyber Monday? That's a great question. I'm going to say no, though. I'm going to say they're going to keep it standard Top Shot Tuesdays. And they're not going to drop anything on a Friday. And they're not going to drop anything on a Monday. That's my take. Jumpshoot says, nice stream. Thank you, Jumpshoot. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Maybe we'll get a guest next week. It's hard to top those back-to-back weeks, though, we just had. We had Skeets, and then we had Jacob. How do you top that? Very on brand, very on the nose for NBA and NBA Top Shot content, right? But we'll see. Anyway, next week I think is Thanksgiving. I think I said I'm probably not going to stream next week. All you guys are going to be enjoying your families. I'll feel kind of guilty if I'm pulling you away from your families. But maybe a post-Thanksgiving stream, we'll do something. Maybe I'll put a video up there of me eating food, and we'll just stream that on loop. 60 minutes of me eating turkey and pouring gravy down my gullet like a pelican. Boston Bay says, I was paid in the form of 5 trade tickets for beta testing the Top Shot game. Wow, that's exciting. QA says we need Roham. I feel like Roham would confuse me, but yeah, Roham's invited. Tandy is a man for the community, says Jump Shoot. Top Shot says, I'll be enjoying a Corona with my family. Daniel says, I enjoyed the stream. Have a great weekend. Thank you, Daniel. And Bad Devane says, we don't celebrate Thanksgiving. Thank God. And QA says, bring the yacht to Portugal. I think he's talking about Roham. And Bad Devane says, we have Sinterklaas, an even more racist holiday involving blackface. There you go, Bad Devane. Maybe you should show us a photo of yourself in blackface and we'll celebrate that on stream. So anyways, I'm going to play that 5-minute outro for you all because I know that's what you wanted to see. This is for you, Ben, and everyone else that wanted to see this for some reason, and for Stan Loves. So thank you, guys. We'll play that montage, and I will talk to you soon. Have a great break. Take care of yourself. Enjoy your family. Spend some nice quality time. Don't get into arguments about politics. Just realize that you don't have a big family. You don't have a lot of people in your circle. And so they're important. You might as well treat them as such. Don't let the bickering mess that up. Okay? Boston Based says it's going to suck for him personally. I'm sorry, Boston Based. And cheers. Enjoy Web3. Fast and Furious jokes over my head. Yeah, I don't watch that movie, Top Shot. Sorry. But anyway, okay, thank you, everyone, and I'll play that clip because some of you people want to see it, and I'll talk to you soon. Take care. And maybe we can talk during it. I mean, it's going to be 5 minutes, so we'll see what you guys want to say in the chat. Take care, everybody. I'll talk to you soon.
Tandy, what is up? 2 years, man. Incredible journey, incredible ride. So happy for you. I know so many NBA Top Shot fans have watched your content over the last 2 years. I've been on your show a couple of times talking about NBA Top Shot and the comings and goings of what's going on in the community. And I just want to say congratulations to you. Congratulations to all the people that tune in to all your content that you put together. I know it's a ton of work. I know you love doing it. And I just want to say congrats again on 2 years. And here's to many more. I'll be watching.
Happy 2 year, Tandy time. I'm recording this in the darkness because that's where I like to... That's how I like to watch the show, is in complete darkness. 2 years ago, you started doing streaming, and ever since then, my account valuation has gone to
really well.
So, I don't know if there's a correlation there, but I'll keep watching, making sure to pick up for some good trading decisions that you have to offer. Happy 2 years.
I am in only fans because of the balanced content that he has provided us with for the past 2 years. Thank you for being consistent. Thank you for having amazing guests. And a big shout out to your wife for allowing you to stream every week from that room. Have a wonderful day and happy 2 years.
Tandy man, congratulations, 2 years. You've been holding it down. The place to turn to for any Top Shot related content. We know there's drama. We know there's excitement. We know there's hoops. And we go to Tandy. I'm an only Tan. 2 years in. Let's keep it going, buddy. Keep going. You're on your way.
What's up, Tandy? Congratulations on 2 years of streaming. But don't forget, we're still in beta.
Hey, Tandy. Congrats on 2 years. Yoda here. You've lasted 1,000 times longer than most NFT projects, which is saying something. Look forward to many years ahead, especially when Top Shot runs.
Congrats, Tandy man. 2 years in NFTs is equivalent to 20 years IRL in real life. So much has happened since you began Tandy Time. You made another human. You've kept up your stream, even as many, many others have rage quit the space. Tandy, you've even outlived Twitter. You've had amazing guests, superior duck races. You commentated the NFT All-Star Game. You provided hours and hours of entertainment to the community. You are a kind, special human, Tandy. And on behalf of the only Tans, the Tandalorians, and the Tandy Lions, I want to say, keep streaming, keep ranting. And remember, it's only been 2 years. We're still so early.
Hey, Tandy, reporting to you from the Jurassic Park area in front of Scotiabank Arena here in Toronto. I wanted to wish you a happy two-year anniversary on Tandy Time. Here's to 22 more years of Tandy Time. It's always a pleasure watching. Great show, great guests. Keep up the great work. Cheers.
Happy Tandiversary, Tandy. Congratulations on 2 years. I always appreciate your perfect balance of positivity with just the right amount of FUD. And as always, community.
Tandy, my friend, 2 years. 2 years. And that's dedication, bro. But I digress. You know, Tandy, in this steaming cesspool of
attending live games, fun pack rips, team Discord merchandise,
collecting and connecting, angst pillows, bad trading decisions, dog catchers, text AMAs, Knicks fans, and the like, you've always been our true North Star of humility, integrity, and decency. Congratulations on 2 years, my friend.
Tandy Man, happy 2 year anniversary. Together, we brought the world together. And now we made waves that are rippled for your pleasure.
Tandy, happy 2 years, my friend. I frankly don't know how you do it. And
you are so smart and entertaining, and I really like watching the stream.
But congratulations, man. That takes some real determination.
Happy birthday to Tandy Man. Happy birthday to Tandy Man. Happy MNFing birthday, dear Tandy Man. Thank you for giving us a place to degen.